Hey, you guys, thank you so much for being here for this brand new episode of the Podcast Manager Show. In this episode, we are talking about how you can land podcast clients on Instagram. I had Sarah Brown, one of my students, come on this episode to chat with me on how she has had a ton of success early on in launching her business, finding clients on Instagram, and exactly what she's doing to land these clients. And I'm sure you're thinking, okay, is she like cold DMing people? Is she doing anything that I wouldn't want to do? I totally get it. And I promise you that she's not. So keep listening. I know that you're going to have some great takeaways from what Sarah shares. Let's go talk to her. Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals and without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the Podcast Manager Show.
Hi. So happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. We are going to be talking about how you've landed podcast management clients through Instagram. But first, I want to know how you got started online and what led you to podcast management.
So it's kind of like there's a long backstory kind of to it. I'll try to shorten it. But I kind of got introduced to this industry of like digital entrepreneurship, like starting a business online through my previous job. So about 3 years ago, I want to say, I got connected through a friend who started working for an online entrepreneur, and they were trying to find a new hire to just kind of start as like a assistant project manager is the best way to say it. I know we use the word like integrator a lot in the industry, and they have an integrator. So basically I was the assistant to that integrator, and they needed that position filled. So I started working at that job as an assistant integrator, and like my eyes just totally opened to this whole industry. I didn't even know it existed. It's totally like that hidden corner that no one looks at. If you try to explain what you do to family, they don't understand. Like, I was that person, and it probably took me at least the first 6 months at that job to even fully understand like what we were doing. And yeah, he was a digital entrepreneur, or is a digital entrepreneur, teaches how to run your online business and whatnot. So I like just started getting introduced to that. And as I progressed with that company, I actually became their live events manager. So I did that for the last like year and a half at the company. And so I just got really familiar with like, one, the industry, the clients, what people do, all the different things you can do online. And for a while, I never saw myself as someone to run their own business. I definitely loved the industry and the creativity behind it, and project managing and running events too. I really liked that. But as COVID hit, I definitely had a moment where I was like, holy smokes, this is like, what am I going to do? They were super gracious. I still worked for the company, and they were still making sure I still had a job there despite not having any live events. So We canceled like a bunch of our live events. And I just had a moment where I kind of like evaluated where I was at and whether I wanted to continue working for someone or working for myself. And especially in a situation where there's so much uncertainty and you're relying on a boss to have job security, it, as much as I had a great boss and was working for a really great, amazing, gracious company, just thoughts started to like come into my head. I started having like my own ideas. And I feel like a lot of stuff around like online, being like an online service provider, started coming up for me. And I want to say I stepped down from that job in June, I want to say, and I came across like your course. And I had some familiarity with like podcasting and podcast managing and like helping my previous boss with like his podcast and the podcast manager. I do little things here and there. And I've always been super passionate about podcasts. And I was like, oh, how cool would that be to like become a podcast manager? I didn't even realize how much of a thing it was. I did see a lot of VAs and like OBMs and all of that. And I love the idea of being a lot more like niche down. And yeah, I bought your course and like, I swear I like just binged it. And yeah, so that's kind of how I stepped in online. It's like a huge backstory, but I was like introduced to the industry of online entrepreneurship for like a while now, but more being a team member of an entrepreneur, not being the entrepreneur. So yeah, that's kind of like what my journey looks like as far as like to where I am now.
Yeah. And it's crazy how like being on someone's team, you could learn so much on the job.
Yeah.
And everyone, being a podcast manager, you get to see like everyone runs their business differently too, which is pretty mind-blowing. But that's so interesting that you actually like, you didn't know about the online world and then you just got this job through a connection. And then you're like, whoa.
It was so interesting. Like it was, I remember even him, he was their like video guy. So I knew he did video and like freelance video. So he landed this job as like their in-house video guy. Mm-hmm. So I honestly just thought he got like another video gig. Like I didn't even know like who, like when he tried to explain what they did, I was just like, oh yeah, cool. We actually worked at a climbing gym together. So that's how I got the job, as I was just working at my climbing gym. And he was just like, hey, they're looking for like an assistant. Like, would you be interested? And I was just like, oh yeah, like that would be, I mean, I think I've never been an assistant before. I've like, I pretty much worked in like the food industry. I was like a Starbucks barista. I was a bartender at two different breweries and then started working at a climbing gym. So like, that was my background. And like, as far as like working, like, especially like in school, I just always did part-time jobs. And at that time I was like juggling three jobs. So when he was like, hey, do you want a full-time job? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, they're not looking for experience. They'll train you. And I'm like, that's even better.
This is better. Yeah. And it was online.
Yeah. It was all online. And I was in the office. So luckily it was local, but they also gave us that a lot of the option to like work from our computer at home, like quite often. So that was even just working like remotely was such a new concept to me.
Yeah. So once you got into doing live events with them, were you at the live events?
Oh yeah. So I handled all pre-production, like on-site, like coordinating and like any post-event fulfillment. So yeah, I was there throughout the whole thing. So, and at least for us, we did anywhere from about 10 to 17 events, I think we did like last year. So we were like a very, like live events were a huge focus of like how we just delivered our value to our customers, like along with like courses and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun for me. Like I just got to know so many different entrepreneurs and people in all sorts of niches from like, you know, this industry with the amount of courses there are, like people teaching like how to be a good mother, how to like run properly, how to lose weight, or I don't know, just such, you know, like there's so many different weird niches out there. And it's like, oh, these people are making like a living getting to teach their passion or the things that they're good at. Mm-hmm. And for a while, like I was super content. You know, I love supporting people's dreams and supporting people like getting to pursue their own thing. And like working for an entrepreneur is amazing. Like I totally, totally encourage people to like, if you get that experience and you're not sure you want to be your own boss, like it's great to work in this industry. But yeah, I think I've always been a very like self-sufficient, independent person, like since growing up. And so when things started to like get a little like crazy this year, I definitely like dove deeper into like trying to pursue those thoughts, like entertain those thoughts and like dreaming what that could look like. So
yeah, I just feel like the last like 6 months, so many of us have like looked at our lives, even though it might not really have felt like that. There's been so much action that's come out of the pandemic so far, because we're all like, okay, when I was running around with my like a chicken with my head cut off, this felt right. But now that I have to sit, now I'm like, okay, I'm evaluating and seeing what's the next step. But I totally agree with you. I love working with entrepreneurs and being part of that support team. And personally, I'm kind of getting out of that with focusing on this course, but it's so fun being able to help someone, because you, once you're on someone's team, you see how much work there is. And that person with that great idea, that person that is showing up on social media, there's so much work behind the scenes that to make their dream or make their passion come alive so that other people can witness it or, you know, experience it. So I also just love being that support person.
I agree. Yeah. I love seeing like the ripple effect of like the work I would do. And especially with events, you get to see it. It's so tangible. And I think that's where I definitely fell in love with like being someone who helps creating experiences. So I knew that that was kind of the heart of like what I knew I was good at, what I liked doing, and like cultivating really cool like relationships and connections. And events is a lot of networking because you end up having to work with not just like your own internal team, but working with like hotels and vendors and all the things that entail like putting an event together. So I knew that was something I was good at. And I feel like podcasting had that's where I knew like, oh, I could be so into this because that entails a lot of those skills. It's just creating online experience and it's only like an audible experience. And it's definitely different, but it almost like it's still connected with like my personal values of what the things I enjoy and the things I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
It's hard to put into words, but that's kind of like how I really got excited about stepping into this.
Yeah, I see that connection there. Like you're creating this experience and I think podcasting, I love how powerful it is because it's only audible.
Yeah.
You're not distracted by what someone's wearing or what someone's face is doing or whatever it is. Like you're just intimately hearing their voice. So I just love that about podcasts. And what you said about like you thought like, oh, podcast management, like this would be so cool to do. Every podcast manager that loves what they do, that's what they say. when they find out about podcast management, they're like, oh, this would be so cool. And it's like, oh, this is a thing. It's amazing.
It's totally a thing. And I think it's cool that it's more specific because I definitely started seeing more of the like VA world initially when I was like trying to entertain like, okay, what could it look like for me to be maybe like a service-based business, like an online service-based business. And obviously the first thing that came up was like being a virtual assistant or being like an OBM. And I personally was like, I just feel like that could mean I'm doing all sorts of things. And yes, I know I'm like capable of that, but I just love the idea of being very specific, very like niche down and like specializing in podcasting. I just think it makes you so much more valuable as like a person. And like, it's easy also for people to refer you and they're like, oh yeah, here's my person who does my podcasts or she manages my podcast show and she's super great and you should work with her. And that's something I've noticed already just in this like beginning stages of being in this specific niche down industry of like podcast management. Like it's so insane how valuable it is to be specific in what you do and like specializing in what you do.
Yeah, I hear that a lot with being niche down. And you really had gotten experience as a assistant integrator and getting your feet wet with a lot of different things. So I think it really is valuable to start as a VA or whatever, because then you can see the world and see like, okay, yes, and kind of get your bearings, I guess, in the online space, which is what you did. And then say, oh, okay, my skills. And, you know, we're talking skills. You didn't have any audio engineering. Same with me. Same with most of the people in my program. But you're able to see your soft skills and the things that you really enjoy really work with podcast management. So it's like you almost got that experience with this other company and then you saw the value in niching down, which I totally agree with.
Yeah, I think it was a great way to just intro me into this industry that most of the world I feel like doesn't know about. And it's an amazing world. And I think the COVID pandemic, people now like going online, obviously it's a great time to become a podcast manager because who knows how many podcasts have even started in this pandemic. And the opportunities are just like endless right now. Like it's impossible to buy a podcast mic on Amazon still. I've had to like recommend podcast mics and they're like, I can't find it on Amazon. I'm like, okay, let me help you find it. That's what's so cool though, is like it's in demand. It's fun. People are like really stepping into it. And it's honestly just a really exciting time for podcasts. And I think it's where it's at for providing value to like your audiences and whatnot. So I was super stoked that like when you had your podcast, I'm like, oh yes. Like, cause I love receiving content like via podcast. Cause I do drive around town. I love like having a podcast on. If I'm doing chores, I like having podcasts on. I'm imagining, especially for like moms, if you're busy, like taking care of your children, having a podcast on is just like ideal.
Right.
I don't know. Like video podcasts are great, but then you have to like stop and like watch them, at least with like an audio. You just have to focus on listening on the content and that's it. And it's just really cool how it all works. But yeah.
Yeah. One of the things that I get often get asked, like, why should someone start a podcast? And I'm like, I'm not really here to convince everyone to start a podcast because it really depends on if that person's audience listens to podcasts, like you're saying. So my audience, like you, of course we listen to podcasts because my whole business is about podcasts. So of course we love them. So it made sense for me. But like other people, maybe it wouldn't make sense. I actually read an article recently that said that video podcasts were like the next big thing. I'm like, well, podcasting is awesome because, like you said, you don't have to watch. And if it's a video podcast, like you kind of feel compelled to watch as if you're going to like miss something if you're only listening. So we'll see if that actually comes true.
Yeah, I know. Especially I've had people reach out to me and asking me if I do YouTube editing. And I'm like, I don't. I mean, I know I could learn that. It's, you know, and like, especially if you're just recording it all like on the same thing, I can definitely like figure that out for you. But people are interested in like being on YouTube and like stepping into that. So it'll be interesting to see like how many of these new generation of podcasters that's been birthed through coronavirus, how many of them step on YouTube and see if that becomes a thing or not. But it'll be interesting.
Yeah. So you have chosen Instagram as like your main social media platform for landing clients. So tell me why you chose it, and then we can kind of go into what's working for you.
Okay. I will say in the beginning of stepping into podcast management and like starting to feel comfortable like searching for clients and like stepping into that, I obviously feel like I did what like everyone else did and just joined all these different Facebook groups and finding a thread, seeing the like hashtag job up, I don't know, and just seeing those things. And I started out doing that. I looked on Upwork. I was on Instagram. With Instagram initially, I almost was avoiding it in the beginning because I think I saw everyone else on Facebook. So I was trying that out. And just like for personally, I just didn't love having to almost try to like compete. I know it's not like competing, but you know, when you see like 40 comments on like a Facebook thread with everyone posting, they're like Calendly linked to book a discovery call with them. It became a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
And it is great. It is a strategy. Like they might choose you. They might be interviewing a few. You never know. Mm-hmm. I do think it's still a valuable way to get clients. But for me personally, I was like, well, how can I, you know, not have to like hope and pray that they book with me and without having to like put so much effort in, and like, especially with searching through different Facebook groups and hoping like keep my notifications on, see if I can see the job op post first before other people. And so that's when I was like, okay, like how can I utilize Instagram and the connections I have on there? Because I realized just over these few years, I've built connections with other entrepreneurs. And just my own personal like entrepreneur friends, like not even necessarily through my job that I've just, because I got introduced to this world of coaching and entrepreneurship. I started personally following coaches and entrepreneurs and course creators for me personally that kind of aligned with like the things I'm interested in, like with health, fitness, mindset, things like that. Mm-hmm. And I have cultivated like Instagram friends through that. And I just started like going through my DMs, DMing people. And I started like getting connections through that. And then as that one connection was made, another one was made and another one was made. And that's kind of when I started saying and like identifying as like a podcast manager, instantly people were like, oh, you're managing podcasts now. Are you strategizing for podcasts? I'm like, yeah, like I definitely have a lot of insight and like ideas for how to run like a successful podcast. And it just started like, it was like a weird like ripple effect. And like, I just kept getting clients from there. And the moment I put like my own booking link to get like on a call with me and like put that in my bio, I started getting calls and like calls booked. And it was a little not surprising, but I was pleasantly surprised to see that, oh, this was like a lot more effortless than having to search for job opportunities. And I know I'm just like kind of like scratching the surface with Instagram, even just where I'm at, because I know there's so much more you can do, but that's why I chose it. And I personally love Instagram. I prefer scrolling through Instagram than scrolling through Facebook. It's like where I'm at, even just personally. So I just knew that I wanted to just go in on all in on that and focus on the platform that I'm already comfortable with. So I think that's like the most important thing too. It's just like, if you're comfortable on LinkedIn or if you're comfortable on Facebook, then like, great, focus on that. And like, don't get so caught up in all the other platforms, at least right away.
Yeah.
And that's something I feel like I've been trying to take the advice from like you and trying to pick that one and just like focus in on it. And I've personally realized Instagram's just working for me like really well.
Yeah. And you're right. I'm glad you said like it felt overwhelming when you first started out, because I think a lot of people feel that way. Whatever route they go, it can feel like, oh, whoa, you just get that kind of rush of overwhelm at times. But it sounds like you almost like you, I don't want to say capitalized because that sounds kind of bad, but like mm-hmm. you capitalized on these relationships, these genuine relationships that you had made. And so then you felt like the ripple effect of all the networking that you had done.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. And I feel like even if someone listening didn't work for an entrepreneur, you know, they came out of, you know, working at a bank or something, then you still could have connections to people that are working behind the scenes with entrepreneurs or podcasts. Obviously, it's not just entrepreneurs that have podcasts. It's anyone can have a podcast. So yeah. You never know what your connections are. You know, if you're comfortable putting that out there on your like personal Instagram or your personal Facebook, then go for it, because you can make a bunch of random connections from friends of friends of friends and really kind of get your business off the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I know, I definitely, I was trying to figure out how, like when I was just evaluating what was working for me with like Instagram, and I definitely knew, well, yes, I worked in the industry, so I had some connections through that of people who like I personally just made a relationship with. But I think what I do notice is like, it's important that like who you're following on Instagram isn't just your friends and family and maybe like other podcast managers or other VAs. Like it's great to like have those people that you follow, but like go and follow people that like inspire you, who are your ideal clients, the people you want to work with, and start trying to build like connection with them. Like let them see your name on their likes, like you DMing, like participate in any of their story things that they put, and they will notice you. And like, not that you're just like some bot, but like, no, I genuinely like what you do. If you're someone who likes buying courses and participating like in their stuff, like do that. Like that's one of my strongest connections, is I didn't make at all through my previous job. I just started following her because she's just someone that like personally inspired me. And we just started like, we followed each other back because I was just constantly like liking her stuff and commenting on her stuff and just getting so much value from her freebies and like her masterclasses and things like that. And my name just kept like popping up like on her stuff. So she started following me. And then we just kind of like started like upkeeping with each other's lives. And she's like an online intuitive business coach. And now like we've started like working together, and I'm working with her and like my own business and things like that. But then she's like, oh my gosh, like 5 of my friends want to start podcasts. So it's like, and they're all people that are similar to her. And that's like my ideal clients. And that was all through an Instagram relationship. And
yeah,
I think it's important, like if you want to like go full on Instagram, it's not so much about like posting the right things on your feed. Like, yes, that's great. Like just aesthetically have a pretty Instagram, but I think it's important more so to be like creating organic relationships on it. Like that's where like, especially as like online service providers, we don't need hundreds of clients. We only need like a solid, like maybe five to 10.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to just make it your goal to have like 10 connections, then you can 100% do that on Instagram. Especially, I don't know, there's definitely like other types of podcasts besides like entrepreneur related podcasts. Obviously there's like authors, teachers, etc. Mm-hmm. But I would say majority of those people are on Instagram.
Right.
Or at least Facebook and Instagram. So
mm-hmm.
that's like my opinion on it. I do think like the other platforms are great, but I realized I didn't have to put in as much energy and like strive and like searching for opportunities than I like on Facebook that I had to do on Instagram. Instagram, it felt way more light and easy.
Mm-hmm. I think that's important. One thing that I feel like you're hitting on is that whenever we work with people that we just would follow regardless, like you were, then you really are like the ideal podcast manager for them because you're part of their audience.
Yeah.
So you can be behind the scenes with them creating content, but you can also be still like their ideal listener. Mm-hmm. And so you can start weighing in on, hey, what if we did this episode, or what if we did that, or, you know, if you set up a challenge or you set up a, you know, a launch party or what, anything that has to do with the podcast, you can also weigh in as a listener. Whereas the business owner sometimes can get kind of not removed, but sometimes it's hard to connect back to your listeners at times. So it seems like you were the best fit for this woman that you had been connecting with. And yeah, I love that you said, like, she then referred you to other people that you also connected with from a personal level because they're friends with her. So you would like them, right? It just all makes sense. So yeah, I love that it felt so effortless.
Yeah.
You know, and like you're saying, whatever platform it is for people that feels more natural, that feels, you know, sometimes some people like the button-up-ness of LinkedIn. So then, yeah, go for it. There's podcast clients on LinkedIn. I have a podcast episode on that. But if you personally like spending time on Instagram, podcasts, I think, by far are most on Instagram.
Yeah, I definitely like saw that too. Like if I go like on my story feed and I'm like going through stories, at least like every second story, someone mentions their podcast that they released that week and people talk about their podcast in their stories on Instagram. I just think there's an amazing market on Instagram. I think it is personally one of the like top platforms as far as for podcasts. Mm-hmm. People love promoting it on there. We create audiograms for Instagram. We create posts for Instagram, at least majority of the time.
Yeah.
So I would say if like people are almost like intimidated by Instagram, or maybe they're just starting out their profile, like their podcast management profile, if they're like creating it from scratch, or it's like a personal profile and they're like transitioning it to their business profile, which is kind of like where I'm at. But like even speaking to the other one, because I was considering that, but I realized like, well, I have all these connections now, and you never know, even the friends you have who work in all these different industries, all of our friends all work in different stuff. And like, I've heard like of the most random podcasts being started, like non-entrepreneur related, like a podcast for like hairstylists. Like I have a friend now who wants to start a podcast that is a photographer, and her friend want to start a podcast for photography and like specifically like wedding photography. So that's not necessarily wasn't like the industry I'm in at all, but like through that connection now, like we're about to work together. So like, you never know from like your own friend circle, it doesn't have to be in this industry, who want to start a podcast. And because you have that connection with them, like you're going to genuinely want to help them. Mm-hmm. So I definitely encourage, if you already have like an established account on Instagram, I think if you're okay with integrating both the personal and like the business element, that's like where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to start from the ground up, like make sure who you're following are people that you want to work with, and like ideal clients that are in industries that you like and they're people that you like. I don't know. I got into the habit of starting to follow a lot of people who are doing what I was doing and seeing what they're doing. And then I had this like limiting belief that, oh my gosh, it's too like oversaturated. There's too many podcasts out there, too many VAs out there. Like I can't do this. So that's why like Instagram initially felt a little overwhelming. And I don't know if anyone else is like thinking that are like podcast managers. I don't know. That was just me. But yeah, make sure you have variety in who you're following on Instagram, and make sure it's not just OBMs, VAs, podcast managers, Pinterest managers, whoever. Because if you end up following only those people, that's all you're going to see on your feed, and you're not going to see opportunities for potential clients.
Yeah, it's funny. Like every day I'll get a message that's like, oh, is there even enough clients out there? Like, is this even a thing? And then the next message I get, it'll be like, this is too saturated, like that kind of thing. And I'm like, see, it just depends on what lens you're looking through. Because if you're looking in the right places, you're like, whoa, okay, this is, you know, there's really something here. And I love that you're saying, like, you don't need to be curating perfect content as a podcast manager, like on Instagram. You don't need to be putting out all this content and trying to get people to engage with your content. Instead, you're showing up as a listener to other people and, you know, naturally talking with them.
Yeah, I think that's like where it's at anyways. Like you're going to end up working one-on-one with people. That's like what we do. So mm-hmm. I think it's more important that you cultivate connection and cultivate just those skills of like networking and connecting with people. I think that's 20 times more important than having like a pretty Instagram feed with like tips on podcasting and like what kind of stuff to buy. And I think that's great. And I'm still like, I'm even stepping into like how I can better curate my own Instagram. It's not even like where my focus is at all. But even right now, I'm at this point where I'm like, I almost have too many people reaching out to me, and I haven't even fully transitioned into like a business Instagram account. So I know that I want to do that just to grow and monetize and scale it. I obviously want to like start adding more stuff to my Instagram, like visually, but I think it's more important that you are making connections with the people that you want to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And Instagram is like, it's fantastic. I have people that are like my friends on there that I've been like connected with for like now over a year or two. And yeah, they're people I'd love to work with. Like the photographer, I was like in a wedding and she was the photographer for the wedding. And we've been following each other ever since. Like a 2-year relationship. Like we just became friends because she lives locally to where I live. And we just kind of became friends through that wedding. And now like I just helped my friend with a wedding this past weekend and she was the photographer for it. And we started talking about what I've been doing. And she's like, oh my gosh, me and my friend want to start a like photography podcast. And we've been like so stumped on how to start it. Is that what you do? Like help like set it up? I'm like, literally, that's what I do.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. Obviously, like you have to have your eyes open. Like you never know where opportunities are going to come from. But I think, I don't know, Instagram, you follow people's journeys in their everyday life on Instagram and you see what people are up to. Like even people started reaching out to me because they noticed I was doing something different and I wasn't an events manager anymore. And that's when people like started reaching out to me like, hey, Sarah, like, what have you been up to? So I don't know, like people watch what you're doing on Instagram. And if people start seeing you doing what you're doing, and that's what the kind of stuff you're putting on Instagram and the energy you're putting out there, like that's what you're going to attract. So I think Instagram is like a super fun way to get clients. And I get a lot of like fulfillment when I get like a DM from an old connection or like a new connection, like, hey, so-and-so told me about you like podcast managing. What does that look like? I want to learn more. That's super exciting. I love seeing how like that's all through connection and just like, it's very organic. It's, I don't know. It's just super fun that way. I think there's a lot of potential in it and there's a lot, you can probably do a lot more. There's more like intentionality you can do about like how you slide into people's DMs, but yeah, I don't know. That's my thoughts on that.
Yeah. Actually, I want to know what some of like the verbiage that you've used when you talk to people. But first, one thing I love that you're kind of that I'm getting from this is that because you've niched down into podcast management and people, if they want to launch a podcast, they're like, I don't even know the first place to start. It seems so techy. It seems so hard for people that like they just want to do it, but they're like, honestly, I think, and I don't know if you'll agree with me, but most people are like, I don't even want to look into how to start a podcast because it just seems too hard. Do you find that with like certain people reaching out?
Yeah, I think they probably search on YouTube how to start a podcast and then they're like, oh, never mind, because there's like a zillion videos on YouTube on how to start a podcast. And I think it just gets overwhelming for people. Mm-hmm. That's what I would imagine. I feel like if I mean, now that I know what podcasting is, like I would now know what to do. But if I were them, I would be the same way. Like when I try to learn something new and I go to YouTube, it's almost like too much information.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Sometimes I'm the type of person that's like, okay, just tell me what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think I went the like a course route or like that's why people are in this industry. They want to look for a course that can tell them how to figure out or like someone who can just do it for them. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's what people ultimately are searching for, or like, they don't know they want that yet. But once they come across it, they're like, oh my gosh, you're my answer.
Yeah. Even clients that have bought courses to teach them how to start a podcast. I found that majority of the clients that I've had, they did buy a course to teach themselves how to start a podcast. But I think maybe just to kind of get their mind wrapped around it, because then they hired me. So I even considered getting into Pat Flynn's podcasting course because a couple of years ago, he was the only one really with a course. So I actually thought about buying it so I could be in this community with people that wanted to start a podcast that had, you know, invested money in it, but they still hadn't done it. But I never ended up doing that because I didn't really need to. But yeah, even with a course, people are like, okay, I still, if they have a business, they're like, I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
Please someone help me. But other people that might not have a business associated with their podcast, but they still are willing to invest for help and stuff, then they're still looking for someone like accountability or just handholding. I mean, that's what a lot of what us service providers do is handholding.
Yeah, I would agree. I think, yeah, especially if they are super busy running their own business and doing all the things in their business, especially if they're like running a team too, I noticed that they don't want to have to like learn this whole new skill. Either they're going to like have someone on their team do it or they're going to look for someone who can do it. So I definitely agree with that. Cause yeah, even with course, then you have to like go through the course and that takes time and that a lot of these people don't have time. So I think that's like a huge thing.
Yeah. Well, this has been so great. I want to know, where do you see your business going from here? Cause I feel like you're like on the cusp of just like, where are you going?
Oh my gosh, that's such a good question. I'm definitely realizing, like, I'm learning who I like working with. I definitely know I love the entrepreneurial space. I love working with like creative entrepreneurs, especially like ones that are a little bit more like add the mindset element to their business. I just think it's good because it's not all about just like strategy and content. I think it's good that they're also helping people like navigate with their business. So I get value from that as now like someone who's becoming their like a business owner. So I feel like I'm niching down. I definitely like am now at this point where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to like outsource to an editor and maybe even like a graphics designer, because that's not like even where I don't love creating designs. I like have an eye for it, but I don't want to do it like long term. So I see myself having like a few like subcontractors and just being able to like serve a little bit more people, scale my prices. And yeah, I really want to create like a business that's like generating consistent income. And
yeah.
And I definitely love serving like intuitive business coaches. I think that's such a fun industry. And it's where like I've gotten a lot of value from those people. So if I'm going to be like helping them with their podcasts, like I want to make sure I can help them like genuinely, because this is like, I'm their ideal client in a sense. Mm-hmm. So that's what I see, at least maybe in the next like 6 months or so.
Yeah. Ah, that's so exciting. That's so exciting. Obviously we all need to follow you, not because you, like, we know that you're not going to be like the Instagram guru on content necessarily, but we want to follow you so that we can connect with you, because it seems like you are awesome at like networking and connecting with people. So what is your handle on Instagram?
Yeah, it's like my first, middle and last name. So it's Sarah with an H and then Beth Brown, Sarah Beth Brown.
Awesome. Awesome. And is there any other place that you want people to find you at?
Currently, like, I'm in the process of building out my website, so I don't have that yet. It'll be out there. It'll be on my Instagram when I do have it. But yeah, I'm like cultivating that. And even the photographer who I'm like potentially working with on her podcast, she's now like doing my own photo shoot. So it's like networking is like, that's my jam. So yeah. So if anyone wants to like, who is in the course, or if they want to talk about just like how to network in general, if they're like too scared to like talk to these people, like, you guys can like totally just like reach out to me and we can have like a Zoom coffee date or something.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Of course.
Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Come connect with me over on Instagram at Lauren Wrighton or in the Podcast Manager Mastermind on Facebook. And let me know what you liked about this episode. You can always find the links and resources mentioned in this show over at laurenwrighton.com. Until next time, I'll be cheering you on.